Good morning and welcome to Spotlight 92. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Thursday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis community, the people that are making things happen for your benefit and mine. And our guests today are here to talk about Linking Hands for Life. Yes, it's the Mid-South Transplant Foundation celebrating April as National Donate Life Month. It's the 7th annual Linking Hands for Life event to feature celebrities from America's national stage. And the founder and creator of Linking Hands for Life, and our good friend Erskine Gillespie is here with us this morning.
Hey, Malvin, how you doing, man?
All right, and he has also brought with him bassist David Park.
How you doing?
And celebrity Keith Johnson.
Pretty regular. Hey, good morning.
Good morning to all of you for being here this morning. Erskine, thank you, man, for coming by and bringing a cool crew. Does this seem like the 7th annual Linking Hands for Life to you?
Man, it does not. I was reflecting, looking at pictures from the first year when we did it downtown in Jefferson Davis Park that year.
That's not the name of that park.
That's right. We've changed the name of that park now. Excuse me. The park that's yet to be named. We were there 7 years ago, and we had, looking at the line of people, we had maybe about 100 people that showed up for it the first year. And I just think about how we have grown to where we are today with, you know, wonderful people that are now supporting us, like David Parks, and he went out and got all his friends to come, Kia and Alexis. And, you know, it's just a great time to see something that was an idea that grows and blossoms to something that's great. As you know, last year the event actually went nationwide. Last year it was done all the way from the coast of Carolina all the way to the shores of the Atlantic Ocean. So you know, that really spoke volumes that other people saw value in this event and, you know, spread it all the way across the country. So we're just looking forward to continue to grow.
Yeah, you know, it's like Kia said, you are one of those unsung heroes of Memphis, because a lot of people don't even realize you created that situation there.
Well, thank you.
I remember because
you remember when we first started.
But it is Sunday, April the 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. It's going to be Linking Hands for Life. It's going to be in the Levitt Shell inside Overton Park. And tell everybody what it is.
April is National Donate Life Month. And that's the time when people all across the country come together to celebrate the wonderful gift of life that comes through the process of organ and tissue donation. So as a part of our celebration here in Memphis, this event, Linking Hands for Life was created because it allows donor families and recipient families to come together, and donation advocates all come together, not to be sad, but to reflect on what has occurred because of this wonderful gift. As you know, I tell you people all the time, I'm only living because of an organ donor. And so a lot of times families never get to see the other side. They know that on a very dark day, they made a decision to say, let's help some other family, but they never get to see the benefit. And when they come to this event, those donor families get an opportunity to see other recipient families and embrace them and be embraced by recipient families to say, it's because of a family like you, the reason why I yet live, the reason why I got to see my child graduate from college, the reason why I got to see my child go to high school, the reason why my wife and I just had our first child. All that comes because of somebody who was about to die was given another chance to live. Yeah. And that's what this event is all about.
Yeah, it is a wonderful event. And like I said yesterday, we were talking about that as part of the pre-planning, if you're pre-planning your life, what do they call it? Advanced planning. Mm-hmm. And that is a major part of the advanced planning, a living will and letting people know what your plans are as far as organ donations.
That's it. Yeah, just, you know, you can register to be an organ donor at any particular time. Just go online. You can go to our website, midsouthtransplant.org. And just click on the icon for your state, if you live in Arkansas, Mississippi, or Tennessee, and you can become a registered donor at any time. You just need a valid driver's license or state ID, and you can become registered. And, you know, that's why we want to just really celebrate, because that's what it's really all about. It's not about death. It's really about life.
Yeah.
And that's what we're celebrating. And we, in this event, we bring it together with music, because we really feel that music is the harmony of life. And because of that, organ donation brings back harmony into the lives of so many.
You know, and that's something else, too. You having your pulse on the Transplant Foundation, how are our donations doing now? We talked about that before, that it was slowing down in our area. And then it was the the difficulty with the hospitals, so how are things?
Oh man, we're doing great. We're constantly setting trends and records throughout the nation. Just recently, we were mentioned to be number one again in the country because of the fact of the way our conversion rates have been going with donors. Mm-hmm. So we are again setting trends. You know, back here last September, we were ranked as number one amongst of donors with African-American conversions. So yeah, we are extremely well in our community. And I know this because people here in our community have become educated because mm-hmm. they constantly say that African-Americans tend to not donate. And we have a predominantly African-American population here, but yet we are setting trends for others to follow. And so we are very proud of the citizens here in this community.
That was a big push last year, too.
Yes.
To get African-Americans to donate.
Yeah, we've been striving to reach out because, you know, we still look at, we know that the need is greater in the African-American community because everybody out there knows somebody that has a high blood pressure, has diabetes. And because of those two diseases, a lot of times when they're not managed correctly, those people end up losing their kidney function. We got right now 82% of the people that are in need of a kidney transplant that's on that list are African-American.
Yeah, and you know, it's something else too, because a lot of people, we used to always talk about, there's a church on every corner in Memphis, Tennessee. And now there's also a dialysis building in every corner. And that has to do a lot with our not taking care of ourselves and not paying attention and our African-American community.
Right.
But anyway, this year, the 7th annual Linking Hands for Life event, Sunday, April 21st, 2 to 6 p.m. in Levitt Shell in Overland Park, will include kid-friendly games. You'll hear all of this in the public service messages as we do them, but kid-friendly games, free gifts, and an awesome free cultural arts music fest. Native Memphian David Parks, who came to fame on the popular MTV show Making His Band, as well as through his performances with artists Justin Bieber and Sean Kingston, will perform at this year's event with his band Trump Tight.
Yes, sir, Trump Tight.
So tell us a little bit about that, Dave.
Trump Tight is a band that I formed actually here at the University of Memphis.
That's where I met you before. With your guitar on your shoulder.
Yeah, right, yes, sir. Well, yeah, I met these guys, man, and we've always been great friends, but, you know, great colleagues as well, musically, and that's how I met Kia Johnson through some of my friends as well at the university.
Yeah, so how was that experience of getting out there on the road, man, and you know, this kid Justin Bieber, I don't understand it, but kid is making a fortune. He's one of the hottest things going in the world. There must be a trip traveling with that guy.
Man, mm-hmm. it's always fun to just get out on the road and just see the world, you know, and try to bring those worldly experiences back to the city.
Yeah.
For sure.
So it sounds like that's a blast.
Yeah, it's a blast, man. It's, when you get to do something that you love, you know, for your job, I mean, that's the greatest joy in the world, for sure.
How long since you graduated?
Man, how long have I? Time is moving so fast. I graduated almost 2 years ago. It'll be 2 years this winter.
Okay. Well, that's pretty good, man. You're moving right along into the world of music, which is something back in the days when I was playing, you know, you could play in the clubs and stuff, and then you had your day job, you know.
Right.
You could make a living at it in Memphis, Tennessee, but that's pretty cool.
Yeah, man. I've definitely been blessed to live out my dreams, for sure.
So you got recordings set up, and are you creating?
I'm also creating with my partner, Claude Hines. We do a lot of producing together and a lot of writing and stuff like that.
So I guess we can be looking forward to a CD coming out sometime.
Oh, for sure. So, yes, sir.
If you just tuned in, by the way, this is Spotlight 92. We are talking with Erskine Gillespie, Mid-South Transplant Foundation spokesman and founder of the Linking Hands for Life event that's happening Sunday, April 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. And we're also talking to Mr. David Parks, who is here with us, who just spoke with us, and our other guest, who is about to be a DJ. I think we're going to kidnap him here at U92. Kia Johnson, entertainer, performer.
How and you doing?
Kia has her own exciting situation. She was on American Idol, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How and about I, that?
Just like I was asking David, that had to be a great experience. A lot of, you know, the the business world, the music business, entertainment mm-hmm. business is so huge
yeah.
when you get into that level of
right.
it.
Right.
Where you guys have been. How was that experience?
You know, I think you don't even realize it until you leave the situation, how big it really was and how mm-hmm. people that you probably hadn't talked to in 12 years hit you up like, I saw you. We were in middle school together. I'm like, really, were we? You know, but that's when you realize just how impactful music is and how, yeah. You know, it makes people feel good. They want to be connected to it. And when you come back from that type of platform, you realize, well, for me, like I was sharing with you, I realized, wow, this doesn't have to be a hobby. This can actually be a career that I'm passionate about. As David said, I mean, to get yeah. paid for what you love to do, that's like the best feeling in the world. And you only get one life. Yeah. So, you know, some are blessed to, you know, get the opportunity, and that's why I was so excited to be a part of this event that, you know, through organ donation, they're given a second chance at life. But in this life, you want to do what you love to do and get paid for it. That's like the dream. Yeah. So that's when I realized, you know what, there's a possibility for me to actually make somewhat of a living, you know.
But being on these platforms like yeah. you two have been is an encouragement to so many kids in the African-American community, particularly here. Because there is a certain amount of hopelessness in their minds. Mm-hmm. You know, they think about getting a job I couldn't get that job at this place, and I couldn't get that job at this place, and I can't get this construction. You know, they don't even think, well, wow, I can be an entertainer. I can do something other than try to play basketball.
But you know what people don't realize either? It's a lot of hard work, though. I mean,
well, yeah,
he's
yeah.
not sharing. David's not sharing with you all of the time he spends rehearsing and writing and creating. I'm not sharing with you all the time I spend learning words to hundreds of songs. And, like, it's a lot of work. I mean, yeah. but if you're going to work hard, why not work hard doing something that you love and you're gifted at? And, you know, that's the disconnect. I think they see all the glory, as old pastor might used to say, you see the glory, you don't know the story.
Yeah,
so whatever yeah. you do, it's going to be some hard work to it, but the payoff is definitely worth it.
Wow. I love that. successful people. I love that. I mean, it's because, again, you know, I don't want to put my community down. I love Memphis, Tennessee. I've been here for more years than I want to say. but sometimes here in our community, in our city, people seem to think down as opposed to thinking up. Mm-hmm. I go to visit my little brother down in Dallas, and my wife always says, you love Dallas? Yeah, because Dallas is so positive. It's mm-hmm. so up, and everybody's so up and trying to do. And our community is getting to be that way, especially with people like Erskine and other yeah. people working, things like that, and guys like you getting out there and showing everybody, hey, this is why Memphis is Music City. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't forget Nashville. Memphis is Music City.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's more for musicians sure. here, more singers, more artists, more people here that are involved in music than anywhere else, and they are always good at what they do.
Hey, definitely. And that's, you know, that was one of the reasons why I really wanted to work. I actually first connected with David through the Memphis Music Foundation. And
Johnny Walker.
And I went in. No, no.
Oh, Foundation.
There you go. Yeah. And so we were just really, you know, wanting to spotlight what we have here in Memphis, you
local
know.
Talent,
and
yeah.
as I said, this event, Lincoln Hands for Life, is a very multicultural event. And, you know, we have people that may never get an opportunity to see some of these wonderful guys that we have here in our community. And I said, well, what better platform to show what Memphis has? Yeah. You know, to offer. And so they were like, okay, let's find somebody that will fit. And they connected me with David, and this just moved from that point on. And I'm just excited because, you know, as you over the years you've talked with me, you know that I have a passion for our young people. Mm-hmm. I yeah. want to do whatever I can to help young people move forward and have the best life possible. So when I connected with them and saw they were young, and I was like, oh, yeah, we got to do this. You know, let's make this happen.
Bless him for thinking so, I'm young. I love this guy.
You're still young, baby. Wait till you get here like me.
Did you have any problems, David, in recruiting? You didn't have any problems, did you?
No, it was easy, actually. Like I said, I have a great relationship with Kia just over the years, you know, in the city and the music scene. Mm-hmm. Alexis Grace, who is actually on the show as well. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
And like I said, Claude, we just all grown up in the music scene. So I definitely wanted to put people together that had ties to the community, like Erskine said.
Now who all is going to be? Alexis. We got a chance to promote her at the Levitt Show, at the Laurelwood. singing series, series that they had over there. And she turned it out over there.
Okay, great. Are we looking forward to her?
Scott McIntyre.
We're excited that Scott has signed on to come and be a part. He's going to be not a part of their major show, but he's going to be one of our featured artists at the event. Because what a lot of people don't know is when Scott was on American Idol, they talked a lot about him being blind, but they never exposed the fact that Scott is also a organ recipient.
Wow.
Scott had a kidney transplant when he was 19 years old. And he's now telling that story because he wasn't permitted during that time. Their focus was not on his transplant. It was on him being blind. And that was not put out to the public. So Scott has now written a book. He's, you know, written another song, you know, really embracing the fact that, you know, his life was extended at age 19 by someone donating a kidney to him.
Amazing.
And so he's going to come to Memphis and share that story with our audience.
That's amazing.
The first blind finalist on American Idol.
Yeah.
Well.
So, we're just excited that, you know, people are supporting this mission that we have as far as an organ procurement organization to help educate our community and give our community the knowledge to help save lives. And whenever you can get other people involved, it spreads the message even that far, much farther.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we are still leading in, as far as kidney transplants in this area, right?
Well, you know, as far as the transplants itself, that's something that comes through Methodist University. They are the transplant center. We are the recovery organization. So we're the ones that actually recover the organs and allocate them out.
Yeah.
And it's from the standpoint of what we are doing in our community and across the nation. We are doing very well. Of course, there's always room to improve. You know, we would love to have 100% of our potential donors to be converted to organ donors. That would be phenomenal because that would be so many more people yet living. But, of course, we have not gotten to that point yet, so we keep striving to hopefully one day that each and every person will become a registered organ donor and realize I have the power to save someone else's life. If there's anything left of me when my time on this earth is gone, let me share what's left to help somebody else.
Yeah.
That's the message that I want to get everybody to understand and to accept, that saying I'm going to take it to the grave does nobody any good.
Because
you can't take it anywhere.
And it's not going to do you any good.
It's not going to do any good there. So if you can help, you know, share this life extending process with someone else, why not do it? Let's do it.
The event is Linking Hands for Life. It is the 7th annual Linking Hands for Life event to feature celebrities from America's national stage. And it is Sunday, April the 21st from 2 to 6 p.m. It's going to be in the Levitt Shell in Overton Park. And you can participate by just simply showing up and linking hands for life over there. And this is Spotlight 92. We're talking with Kia Johnson. We're talking with Erskine Gillespie, David Parks. And we are talking about this event and what's going on. And Randa Lipman. What you just said, Randa brought, we always talk about the Rose Bowl float.
Right.
Right after Christmas.
Yes.
And Randa brought the lady over, the lady who came this past year, her daughter has epileptic seizures.
Right, Lexi.
And they told her not to take a bath when nobody was around. And her mother says she left her there with a friend of hers. And they didn't know, and she got in the bathtub, she had a seizure, she drowned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she didn't hesitate to give her organs. And there were like 5 people who were very, very grateful. 5 people still alive because of her.
Yes.
I thought, boy, that's a heck of a thing.
Yeah, it is. And that was one of the reasons why Lexi was honored on the Rose Bowl.
Yeah,
she was honored on the Rose Bowl parade float. And Donate Life America float this past January, because, you know, her gift is spread on to so many other people. And as I said, you know, we talk about, you know, leaving a legacy. That's a legacy. You know, here it is now.
Yeah.
It's been 18 years since I was transplanted, but there are so many people. My little nieces now know the name of Dean Williams.
Wow.
Somebody they would have never heard of, never met, but they know now that this man that died in Chattanooga is the reason why I got a chance to meet my uncle, because I would not have been here, you know, to even meet them. I got, you know, little nieces that are not near 18 years old. They would have never known I existed other than somebody told them. They would never have seen me. But it was because of that gift. And that's why, you know, we want to keep spreading that word, if you really want to create a legacy, just realize that, you know, all of us are going to leave here one day. You know, I don't think any of us are going to stay around here forever. And if you make that decision, your name can go on through so many other families.
Right on. And linking hands means exactly that. So you guys are going to do that too, right? You're going to go down and
link hands. I think actually we're going to serve as kind of like the, I don't want to give it away, but we're going to kind of serve as a soundtrack while everyone is linking hands. But we'll probably go out there as well.
So who's putting the show together, backline and all that stuff?
That's me. Yeah. I don't want to be too, you know, but yeah.
Well, I mean, we're here to talk about it.
Okay.
That's cool. I mean, that way, and you're getting to use other guys around town, put people to work.
Exactly. Yeah. That's why I was so excited when he called me. Not only is it for a good cause, but it's good for Memphis as well and good for the Memphis community.
Yeah, the music community. And that's going to be a heck of an undertaking, though. I mean, that, even though the shell does project, you got to get the – do their speakers still work?
Yeah, they have actually Don over there is really doing a phenomenal job with the sound and just the whole setup. So it's going to turn out great, man.
And where else can you go and get all this wonderful talent and not have to pay and buy a ticket?
Yeah.
You know, hey, you get just, you know, right? You just get to come in. You're not even having to buy a ticket. So, you know, you really need to come on and check this out.
That's right. And Kia, are you from Memphis?
I'm not originally from Memphis, but my father was in the military. So I kind of lived all over the place, the world.
GI brat. That's
what they say. I'm really not a brat. I'm a cool person. I really am. But Memphis is the only place that I call home. It's the place that I've been the longest. It's the place that I got my musical chops, my performance chops. So, this is where I grew as an artist.
And you worked in radio here, too.
Yeah. So, you know, I definitely grew a lot and learned a lot. And I have nothing but respect. And I represent Memphis wherever I go. So I definitely love Memphis and would love to see you out at the Levitt Shell and, you know, see people there supporting such a great cause. And I mean, that's something that I've always been a part of, is charity and giving back. So I was so glad that, you know, I got called to be a part of this show.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is going to be so cool. Yeah.
we're excited. Like I said, we've got, you know, it's on a Sunday afternoon. So after you get out of church, you know, hey, just come on out, bring the family, bring the kids.
Bring some,
you know,
chicken.
You know, we got, even if you don't want to pack a lunch, we have food vendors there. We got barbecue, we got Cajun food vendors there. What? So, hey, all you got to do is come on out, you know, they're going to be taking a little cash, so bring some cash with you. And, you know, come on out. Because, like I said, you got, you know, you want to just get some barbecue? Hey, we got good barbecue vendors there. We got guys going to be doing Cajun, crawfish, and all that stuff that's going to be there. So, hey, you got to come on out.
This is a family affair.
It's totally a family affair. You know,
face painting and this kind of thing.
We got
too.
Face painting going on. We got hula hoops for the kids to play with. We got other crafts that the kids can do. We have a whole kids zone. So if you just want to let your kids go to the kids zone and chill out while you listen to the music, hey, you can do that. Because we want it to be just that family environment. And this year we added something else. We added a church faith-based challenge where the congregation that comes out with the most members, they get to win a free pizza party for their youth group and or one of their organizations in their church. All they gotta do is come out in a big way, and we know that we have congregations who are different sizes. So guess what? We broke it down. We got the small congregation, we got the mid-sized congregation, and we got the mega church congregation. So hey, whatever category you fit in, you come out in the largest. Hey, we're gonna reward you for coming out and supporting by, you know, giving back to your congregation in a way that will still build a family by bringing your youth group or your auxiliaries together for a free pizza party.
Cold-blooded. Details. That's why they got you doing it. Take care of the details. Now, if you want to register as an organ and tissue donor, and we have mentioned tissue, that's also part of it. And for more information about Linking Hands for Life, you can visit MidSouthTransplant.org. That's MidSouthTransplant.org. Or call 901-328-4438. 901-328-4438. It is Linking Hands for Life. It's Sunday, April the 21st, 2 to 6 p.m. at Levitt Shell in Overton Park. It will be a lot of great entertainment. David Parks and his band will be there. Kia Johnson will be there. Scott McIntyre. You really got a stellar crew this time. Everybody has been around. Everybody is well known.
Right. We've been blessed. We have really been blessed this year, yeah. too.
And Alexis Grace will be performing as well. Who else is in the show? How big is this show going to be? I'm just excited now.
We actually have a very noted person that's going to be performing. Chantel Norman is going to be performing a part of the show. Right. We have Fernando Davis, who is one of our local actors that performs at Hattie Lou. He actually played the role of the Wiz in the Wizard in the Wiz.
Yeah,
he's going to be doing a little stage performance, and his little part that he's going to be doing is actually directed by Tony Horn. And Tony is right now assisting here at the university, is one of the assisting professors here at the University of Memphis. So, Tony's actually directing The Color Purple, which will be coming up soon. And so we've got everybody. I mean, these people have great track records that wanted to get on board with this event this year. So we're just excited.
Right on. And you've got some great sponsors, too. We would be remiss not to mention them.
Yes.
Please be my guest.
We do have our media sponsors this year, which we are excited to have, is ABC 24. They are going to be supporting us, and Mark Walden will be hosting the event. We also have Soul Classics, 103.5 will be there, and Dr. Minthia P. Clark will also be joining Mark Walden as host of the event. So we have dual hosts this year that are going to be excited about bringing all this excitement and letting the audience know what wonderful people we have that's coming up on stage. We also are being sponsored by the Levitt Shell, Bluebell Ice Cream. Amro Music has been repeatedly sponsoring us from day one, as well as the Memphis Flyer. So we're just excited that everybody's jumped on board to help us put this message out to the public.
Whole Memphis community activity. And this is going to be, and everybody's going to hear about it because we, like I said, we'll be running spots about it. And I know that ABC 24, Soul Classics 103.5, all these guys, we're not in competition, so we don't have a problem with talking about other stations and things like that where they might. But as you're watching TV, pay attention to the idea of Linking Hands for Life that is going to be here in Memphis. The Rhythm Goes On. I love that poster, too. The Rhythm Goes On in celebration of National Donate Life Month. And National Donate Life Month, this has been going on for
if I'm not mistaken, I think this is now the 12th year for National Donate Life Month.
Yeah. So, in April is National Donate Life Month. And the Rhythm Goes On with the Linking Hands for Life event, uniting families and celebrating memories. Sunday, April the 21st, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m., 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. What is that? Yeah, 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be at the Levitt Shell in Overton Park, rain or shine.
That's it.
And it features great artists that we have here now. David Parks and his band Trump Tight. Trump Tight.
Trump Tight. Trump
Tight. Is that like Trump Tight? Like,
like when you're playing spades and like you have like all spades, you're Trump Tight.
Trump Tight.
There you go.
Trump Tight. I wanted to know where that came from.
The band with the best hand.
Yes.
That's it.
You like
I
that?
Like
that's
that.
It.
Okay.
That's good.
I never
that's
knew
good.
That.
That's a good
wow.
One. Trump Tight. Yes. Kia Johnson. Alexis Grace. And I keep covering up the young man's face.
Scott McIntyre.
Scott McIntyre. And I remember hearing his name when the show was going on.
Yeah, actually, I think Alexis and Scott were on the same season of American Idol.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I think that's what that was about. Anyway, you can contact, you can register to be there. You can order an event T-shirt. Never mind that.
But we will have T-shirts available for resale at the event. So our T-shirt order deadline has passed, but we do still have shirts available. I think y'all would love the design on the shirt, so you definitely would like to pick up one of those. They're only $12, and we encourage you to pick up a T-shirt.
It's really sharp design on there. Anyway, you can get more information at MidSouthTransplant.org, MidSouthTransplant.org/LinkingHands2013, if you want to get serious about it. MidSouthTransplant.org, you can find out more about how to donate life. And that's organ and tissue donations, because a lot of burn victims need tissue.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Like too. And then for more information, you can call 901-328-4438, 901-328-4438. And don't forget that when you renew your license, if you haven't done it already, mark that little spot on your driver's license.
Yeah.
So everybody knows you're involved with it.
That's right. Support organ donation.
All right. Erskine Gillespie. David.
Parks.
I got it. Yeah. Kia Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Say, I'm old, okay? That's cool. Thanks all for coming by here with
Thanks,
us.
Malvin.
And this has been Spotlight 92. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.